So yesterday someone asked me the following shaila. He said that his the wife's a therapist, and the mother brought the child to the therapist, whatever the therapy was for, and the mother asked, it's a Jewish family, the mother asked the therapist if she minds feeding the child yogurt during the therapy. So the problem is that the yogurt wasn't kosher. And when yogurt is not kosher, it's most likely treif. It's just not just missing hashgacha. It's very likely it's mamish treif in the yogurt. So the question was, is she allowed to feed this yogurt to a Jewish child? So there are many factors here. Maybe you could be mevar whether the yogurt actually was treif or not. Depends on the age of the child. So I thought this is a good opportunity to discuss the mitzvah of chinuch as it relates to a mother. In general, is there a chiv on the mother to perform chinuch? How does it relate to giving and being mechanech other people's children about the requirement of stopping other people, other Jews, from violating Isurim and handing Isurim to children? Those are different elements when it comes to chinuch, and of course it comes up in the last parak of Yuma, a very important sugi of chinuch about being mechanech children to begin fasting l'shaos as they get older and older, closer to bar or bas mitzvah. So let's begin with some of the sugyas in discussing the mitzvah of chinuch. So firstly, there's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes. Those who are doing Kedushin get very excited about this. Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of Ben al Ava, Ava al Ben, the mitzvah of giving a bris milah. And so the Gemara says that, how do we know that there's a mitzvah for the father to bemoal the child? Because Avram Avinu, Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak Bino. And how do we know that if the father doesn't perform the mitzvah, that then the Beis Din has to step in, the Beis Din has a chiv to perform the bris milah? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Himo lachem kol zachar," that everyone has this obligation. Even a Beis Din has the obligation to ensure that the son receives a bris milah. So then the Gemara asks, "How do you know that women, the mothers, are not chayv to give their sons a bris milah?" Ihi minolin dilo mechayva, because the Gemara says, "Kasher tziva oso elokim oso lo osa," that women are pater from giving their sons a bris milah. So the Machnas Mechadesh here, granted that the women, the mothers, are pater from giving a bris milah to their children, that's in terms of there's no personal chiyuv for them, but they do fall under the rubric of Beis Din. Just like Beis Din has a chiyuv to give another child, it's not in a formal Beis Din. Beis Din means everyone else. Every Jewish person has the obligation that all other Jewish children receive bris milahs. So certainly the first chiyuv falls upon the father. The father doesn't step up. So Beis Din, meaning every other Jew in that community in the world, including women, including the mother, has a chiyuv to give a child a bris milah. So we see clearly from the Sefer Makneh, and this is also the Rambam Shita seems to be this way in Perish and Mishnayos, that there's a chiyuv on women as well as an acher, as some being mechanech from an outsider. But one could easily say that this cannot be used as a proof for general chinuch because this is a pasuk brought in the context of bris milah. So maybe this is a unique mitzvah to bris milah. Bris milah is a mitzvah asei sheyesh bo kareh, so yigum briso. So maybe this is unique to bris milah. It's not necessarily a proof that elsewhere there's a chiyuv on others to be mechanech people, other people's children. So what about a mother's chiyuv in general for her own children? So this is a famous discussion. I'll just go through the Rashi Prakim here, the Gemara in Sukkah, da Bezim and Bez, with Hilni Amalka. She was the queen, and she sat and she had built sukkahs. And the Gemara says, we learn from the sukkah that she built, how high a sukkah is allowed to be, or maybe how high it can't be. So the Gemara says, well, maybe Hilni Amalka, she's pater from a sukkah. She's an Isha. An Isha is pater from a sukkah. Mitzvah says she has mangrama. But then the Gemara says, well, didn't she have seven boys? And she always followed the Chachamim. The Chachamim in that there's a chiv din derabanan of being mechanech children. So the Gemara learned halacha from Hilni Amalka. So who says she had to follow halacha? So they learn from this story of Hilni Amalka that even the mother has a chiv to be mechanech her children. And it's a Mefurish Rashi Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Beis, Amin Aleph. It's talking about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Who's going to bring the son up to Har Bayis for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? And Rashi just says, "Hitilu chachamim al aviv v'al imo l'chancho b'mitzvos." Chachamim have placed upon a mitzvah both on the father and on the mother to be mechanech their children in mitzvah. So we see clearly from this Rashi, there is a mitzvah of chinuch on the mother as well. But then Tosfos Yeshanim in our sugya in Maseches Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amin Aleph, he says differently. He thinks it's not the case, and he writes in number 5 here that there is only a mitzvah of chinuch on the Av, there is no mitzvah on an Adam Acher, not even on the mother. And the story of Hilni Amalka, isn't it clear that the mother was Mechanech? That was something else because perhaps they had no father, or perhaps she was just being Mechanechim in general, but there is no Raya. Tosfos Yeshanim says there is no mitzvah on the mother. How do we paskin? So Mishnah Berurah, in the three different places, he seems to favor the approach that women, the mothers, have no mitzvah of chinuch. Look what he writes in number 6. This is the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Mem Gimel. Shin Mem Gimel is the simen. It's in Hilchos Shabbos. It is the simen which talks about chinuch. So what the Mishnah Berurah writes there, the yesh, there's only yesh. Yesh me'acharonim shesovrim demitzas chinuch mutal gam al ha'em. There are some who paskin that there is a obligation on the women to be mechanechas, their children, I should say, but it seems to say that's only yesh, as opposed to rov achronim paskin that there is no mitzvah on the mother. Mishnah Berurah says something similar in Tafresh Tezayin. This is in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. He says mitzvah chinuch lo shayach ela ba'av velo be'acher. However, he does note kama poskim gam be'em lekachiv dechinuch. But miu yesh poskim shekasu de'ikachiv chinuch gam me'ba'im. So he goes back and forth. He brings both shitas, whether there's a chiv on the mother or not a mother. But then he does concede that im ein lo av in number 8 here. This is simin tuf reish mem. If there is no father in the picture, then yesh omrim de'imo ubezdin chayavim lechancha. Maybe in that case, everyone would agree the mother is chayiv to be mechanech her child. The poskim do point out, even though the mother may not have a chiv to teach them mitzvah, she does have a chiv to teach them midos and yir shemayim. That she can't just do whatever she wants, obviously. But in terms of getting dalad midim and sitting the sukkah and tzitzit and tefillin, all those things may not be a chiv on the mother, only on the father. So that's the mitzvah of being mechanech. Mitzvah aseh, yes.
You don't have fathers, and the mother doesn't have to get the tefillin, so who's mechanech getting the tefillin?
No, so that Mishnah Berurah said that some say in a situation where there is no father, so then she would have to step in. That's only as, again, it's a yesh omim. Some say there might not be any chiv at all. Chiv chinuch is that's something they placed upon the father. So chinuch, if there's no father, there's no chiv. Doesn't exist. How does he get to when he's bar mitzvah? He needs to get his own now he's a bar mitzvah. He's responsible for himself. But before bar mitzvah, there's no inyan of chinuch. There's a concept, but there's no obligation.
According to the Tosfos Yeshanim, that says it. Husband
wasn't around. Does that mean that you can, according to you, can volunteer in the chinuch? Was there a kiyum of chinuch when she was doing what she was doing? It says Shem Ayelam Av, so unclear what he means by mitzvah ba'alma. Mitzvah alma has to be understood in a certain way. He's probably referring to a discussion that you find in the Rishonim. There's a Ritva, there's a Tosis in Chagiga da Bezam and Alpha talk about. When you're mechanech a child to do mitzvahs, how precise do you have to be in all the halachas and the details? When you're buying an esek, does it have to be a kosher esek? Can you buy them a pasul esek? Can you buy them a lemon? Do they have to own the esek? We have to have lachem. Do they have to have that lachem? Or it's enough to have them something that's similar? How exact does it have to be? So the lashon of Tosfos Yeshanim sounds like when it comes to the mother's kiyum of chinuch, it's only a mitzvah ba'alma. There's this general concept of getting them comfortable and familiar with mitzvahs, but it doesn't have to be exactly the way it is. That's a whole other discussion. So again, just so the one point is, did the Chachamim say chinuch is not the mitzvah of their Isis to start at the age of 13? And chinuch says start at the age of 9, let's say. So it has to be exactly the same. It's just really bringing the age earlier. Or is the concept of chinuch simply to regulate them, to make them rugged in the mitzvahs, which is just overall comfortable doing mitzvahs. Whether they're actually being mekayim a mitzvah or not, that's not the discussion. Just that their it becomes habitual to them to do mitzvahs. They don't know whether there's a kasher esrog or not a kasher esrog. So the more you say it's about being rugged, the less standards you would need. That's a typical way to explain it. So mitzvah ba'alma sounds like just a general concept of being involved in mitzvahs.
Just like an added layer to that, whatever you'd say in regards to that, just in terms of the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch, L'chora, especially according to Tosfos Yeshanim, who says, Ba'adam acher lo shayach be'chinuch, that isn't that can be a kiyum, because the mitzvah is not shayach to someone who's not the father, in this case, if you assume it's only mitzvah on the father, because it's not an inyan that the kids need to be doing the mitzvah. It sounds like mitzvah chinuch is dafka on that parent.
Right.
So it's not shayach for. But the Iker mitzvah is not on anyone else other than the father to be mechanech.
No, but you could say. No, you could say. No, but you could say that the mitzvah, they institute the mitzvah is upon everyone. He says it was placed upon the father only. But who says that it wasn't placed upon everyone? Maybe everyone. The obligation is that every child, the Jewish child, needs to be trained to do mitzvahs.
They need to be trained to do mitzvahs, but at least the lashon of Tosfos Yeshayahu is that if someone other than the father does it, it's only a mitzvah of Alma, because it sounds like that's not what the mitzvah of Chinuch.
No, that much I agree. For certainly, Tosfos Yeshayahu says it's only a chiv on the father. That's certainly true. But who says others can argue on that?
No, not that others would argue. It's just more in responding to Morty. Just if that's the approach you're going to take, then it makes sense that you wouldn't necessarily have a kiyum by anyone else. That even the mother wouldn't necessarily be mekayim the mitzvah.
For sure. So according to him, he sounds like mitzvah. For the acher, it's only mitzvah ba'alma. For the father, it's a very precise mitzvah. There's a Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam who says there are really two dinim. There's one din that's a very precise type of mitzvah schinuch, and there's one that's more of a general type of mitzvah. I think Rav Asher Weiss in one of his, on Michas Asher, which parsha did it come up in, I don't remember. I think he talks about this Rabbeinu Manoach and talks about these two dinim.
He's
a chiv is upon him. Yeah, he's a big boy now, and he has to do mitzvahs on his own. I heard you mention it's a mitzvah on the father. There's another chakir, the machlokas Rashi tells us in Brachos, whether the mitzvah's on the father or the mitzvah's really on the child. That really connects to this discussion as well. So they argue about that discussion. So some say the mitzvah's on the parent, others say the mitzvah's on the child. The child at the age of 9, 10, whatever the age is for that particular mitzvah, it's his responsibility. He's almost like a big boy now. Chum recognize him as being a bardas. You should do a mitzvah on your own, and it's really on the child versus the parent. So that's another machlokas in Rishonim. It does connect to this mitzvah also of being very exact in the halachas, or not so exact.
Even if you say it's on the child, that doesn't mean that the child has to do it, meaning that there could be other, like the system in Kedushin says that if the father can't do it, then the Beis Din or whoever. So maybe Beis Din will have to do it if the father can't do it, or you see the father's not doing it because you see that it's clearly not.
Right. So this case is a bris milah, might be different based on psukim, and certainly the 8-year-old boy can't do this on his own. So you can't bring a raya. So it's a good model bris milah, but you can't bring a foolproof raya from bris milah because it might be its own world. Okay, so that's all about being mechayiv mitzvahs and mitzvahs aseh, to do something positive. What's halach if you see someone, a katan, doing something he shouldn't be doing? And that's the Gemara in Yevamos. It's a nice sugya, the end there of Kuf Yud Gimel through Kuf Yud Dalet. The Gemara says, this is number 9, I'll just bring out the concept. Katan ochel nevelos, ein bezin mitzuvin lahafrisha. There is a machloka, some say you do have to be mafrisha. We paskin ein bezdin mitzuvin lahafrisha. So if you see a child under the age of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, you don't have to stop them from violating an isser, eating nevelos. So Rama writes, it's only true when the katan is lo hagil lechinach. But if the child is the age that should know, it shouldn't be eating treif and nevela, so then Rama paskins tzrichin lahafrisha. You would have to separate the child. So if you see an infant eating some bugs, you can leave the infant alone. But if it's an 8-year-old eating bugs, and so then you have to stop them from eating it. That's their mashita. It's based on a Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. He writes, "The ein bez din mitzuvin lahafrisho v'nira demari bekaten shlo gil chinuch." Only if the child hasn't reached the age of being mechanich, but behigil chinuch, kaven shechayv lechancho kosher kein tzarich lahafrisho shlo yasa avera. The child's old enough that you have to mechanich him positively. You have to teach him how to shake a lulav and eat in the sukkah and wear tzitzis. So certainly you should stop him from doing isurim as well. So this concept of katan ochel nevelos ein bezdin mitzuvin lahafrisho is only a child who's under the age of chinuch, but higil chinuch, you certainly have to stop them from violating an isur. But the Rama only writes this as a yesh omrim, indicating that there are others who hold, no, all katanim. Even a 12-year-old boy who's doing an isser, you don't have to stop him. And ein bezdin tzrichin la mitzuvin la afrisho. So how do we paskin? You see an older boy under the bar mitzvah, who's let's call him a 12-year-old. If he's violating an isser, do you have to stop him or do you not have to stop him? What's halach? It's a yesh omrim in the Rama. So Mishabura quotes from the Chai Adam, it depends whether it's an isser deraisa or it's an isser midirabanim. By an isser midiraisa, the Chai Adam paskins that you have to be mafrish this boy, if he's a gil achinuch, but by a mitzvah derabanan, you could let him be, and there is no obligation for the bezdin or anyone else to stop him from violating the isser. The Yamsha Shlomo writes that this is only true by isurim that are not involved in isser achila. You see the guy doing something, it's a muksa derabanan, he's doing muksa on Shabbos. So that's a situation where you don't have to stop him. But if he's eating something that's a davar tameh, he's eating nevela, so then you have to stop the boy, even if he's a shelohi gila chinuch. So according to the Am Shul Shlomo, you see a little infant eating some bugs and some worms, so you have to stop him from eating it, even afilu shelohi gila chinuch. Why, what's different about machal sasurus versus any other iser? Why is machal sasurus worse than iser Shabbos? What's the explanation? He quotes at the end the Am Shul Shlomo from the Mekubalim that she'achilas shkatzim v'domeyam mitamtim is alev v'aseichel, he adds. It's mitamtim the lev, it affects the heart, the emotion, it affects the brain, the intellect. V'alkein nachal l'chol yirei shemayim l'hizahir. If you see a child of any age eating something usher, you should stop him, even if it's not your own child. So that's all the chiyuv l'gabei bezdin or anyone else observing it. But what about the parent? A parent sees their child violating an iser. Do you have to mafresh them from violating this iser or not? So we passing by a bez, then you don't have to. If it's a gil chinuch to machlokes, we said the raisa you do, the rabbani you don't have to be mafresh them. But what about the father? The Rajba writes in Yevamos, there in that sugya, that there is no distinction between bezdin and the father. There's no such distinction. So he says, why? So if a child is a gil chinuch, so the father has to be mechanich his child. So if he has to be mechanich the child to do mitzvah aseh, to wear tzitzis, to shake dal minim, so shouldn't he also have to be mafreshim from an iser? Why would the Rajba say that he only has to be mechanich in mitzvah aseh, but not mitzvah los aseh? That's what his suggestion. Look what he writes in number 14. At the end of number 14, he writes, Shema nomar de lo amru mechanich in elel mitzvah aseh, velo mitzvah los aseh. It's a very strange thing. So the different explanations are brought, and the Chumash Hadesh in number 15, he suggests that maybe the reason why there's only mitzvah aseh according to the Rajba, rather there's only mitzvah chinuch, or mitzvah aseh, but not mitzvah loz aseh, the Chumash Hadesh explained, because mitzvah aseh shetzarech azhara tfei may iser lav. To perform a mitzvah requires a lot more energy and effort than to avoid a mitzvah loz aseh shushay v'altaseh. Very easy to tell the child, don't do that. Now, no child wants to hear to do something or not to do anything. No one wants to hear, no child, especially this generation, wants to be told what to do. Whether it's to do this or not to do that, wake up for minyan, you know, get up for shul, go shake the dal minyan. No one wants to hear that, positive or negative. But either way, to do something positive is harder than to not do something. Don't turn the light on, that's easy. They won't put their hands down to the side. That's easy to stop doing. But to get up and go to shul, to get up to go eat in the sukkah, to go put on tefillin, that requires a lot more effort. So in that situation, they required the chinuch was in that place where they needed extra effort. I think they understood what I think the Shmuel Deshin is saying. Parents will do that anyways. Don't do that, don't do that. It's very easy. Don't do that and they won't do anything. Shevi al taseh. But to kaim a mitzvah say, the Chacham had to say, as a parent, you have to make sure to put that energy in, even though it's harder. Make sure to put that energy in and be mechazek your children, mizaris them, to perform even mitzvah say. And that's the Chumash Hadesh's understanding of this chilik of the Rajba, that it only applies to mitzvah say, but not to mitzvah lo say.
Just to clarify, yeah. The Rajba is arguing on the Tosfos itself, Tosfos and Shabbos.
That in terms of the age of Higiel Chinuch. That part you're saying?
Well, in terms of the Tosfos makes a Kol Shekhen, a Kol Shekhen if you're trying to be
Makar. That point, that as well he's arguing, yes, correct. So we see the Ritva says like the Tosfos here in this context. Meaning according to the Tosfos referring to in the word Lebezdin, he wasn't addressing the Av, the Raj was referring to the Av. But you're right, that Svara that Tosfos used for Bezdin, he's arguing and applying it to the father now.
So that Tosfos that's talking about the Beis Din, so then he goes and makes a Kol Shekhen Be'Higi L'Chinuch, but that idea, that concept of Higi L'Chinuch applies to Beis Din also?
That was the Machlokas in Ramah, the 2 days in Ramah, whether or not there's such a distinction within Beis Din. One, again, according to Pashup Shah, the Gemara, Beis Din never has to stop a kid from eating nevelas, regardless of the age. But this Tosfos Mechadesh that he does, if the Higi L'Chinuch, Beis Din would be required to be mafresh them.
Okay, I didn't realize there were Ramah was talking about
babies. Yeah. So now the Rambam argues. So the Rajba holds that the father is not mitzuvin lahafrisho to stop his own child from eating an iser. That's the chiddush of the Rajba. The Rambam argues in Hilchos Machal Sasurus and says, number 16, There's a mitzvah al aviv ligar bo ulafrisho kidei lachancho b'kedusha. The father is obligated to reprimand his son and to stop his son from violating any isurim. So when the Gemara says ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho, that's only ein bezdin. Bezdin doesn't have to stop him. Aval the father does have to stop his child from violating any isurim. And the Ritva explains it's a very simple svara. Number 17, he says hadin im rabenu. The halacha is with rabenu, with the Rambam. Deheyach yechanchenu b'mitzvus asei v'yani chenu lechol neveilos hachefos. How are you going to have your son put on, tzitzis in the morning, shake lulav, and then go eat a cheeseburger? It doesn't make any sense. What kind of a chinuch is that? Why would you be mechayev between mitzvah asei versus mitzvah lo asei? And therefore, he paskins like the Rambam that the father is required to stop his son or daughter from violating any isurim, and that's the halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Number 18, Shulchan Aruch says clearly, katan ochel nevelos ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. The bezdin does not have to stop, or anyone else for that matter, does not have to stop a child from eating isurim or violating isurim. Aval aviv mitzuva ligorbo lafrisho. As a parent, as a father, many of you here are parents, many will become parents soon, Mirtz Hashem. As an obligation, as a father, you have to ensure your children don't violate any isurim. Now, Rama adds, interestingly, that it's only me'isa deraisa. If your child is violating an isim or derabanan, so then the Rama seems to allow that to go. Let it slide if it's an isim or derabanan. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. Mishnah Berurah says, even from an isim or derabanan, if one's child is violating an isim or derabanan, you have to stop them. You have to mechanech the children even for mitzvahs derabanan. So why does Rama say an isim deraisa? What's the difference between isim deraisa versus isim derabanan? So he says it's really only respect to Bezdin. That Bezdin only has to stop, look at what he writes here, Nafkamina, number 19, Debe'isr dirabanan im lo hifrishu ha'av, so ein Bezdin mochem b'yada. If the father doesn't stop his own son from violating Isr dirabanan, so Bezdin will leave the father alone. But if the Bezdin sees the father isn't stopping his son from violating Isr deraisa, so then Bezdin will be mochem b'yada. Bezdin's going to intervene and say, what are you doing? This is your son here. You have a chiv achinach here. They'll step in. But mitzad the father, he has to be mechanich and mafrish his son, both from Isur deraisa and Isur derabanan. The Gra adds in, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there are some instances that Isur derabanan we can be mekel. So for example, when it comes to certain things of Yom HaKippurim, connecting back to our sugyas, when it comes to Rechitza, Sikh, and Yom HaKippurim, you can allow your child to wash his hands, take a bath if he wanted, do Sikha, because that's only an Isser Midrabanan, according to many Rishonim in the 8th parak of Yuma. And for that, he said you're allowed to let that slide. That's an example, says the Gra. Let's read the underline for some very, very, very stark Musar from the Mishnah Berurah, again, as current parents and as parents-to-be. You hear your children speak Lashon Hara. Mitzvah ligor behem, to reprimand them. Ula frisha mizat, to separate them from speaking such language. It's going to happen, guys. Your children will fight with each other no matter what. They're going to fight. That's the nature of siblings. You see them fighting, you have to do what you can. It's important to grow up fighting. You have to learn skills of how to debate people properly, but you need to teach them that skills. Punching in the face doesn't work. You have to teach them how to properly argue, how to properly debate. That's part of growing up. They need to learn those skills. But they say you have to intervene. And they have to stop them from speaking sheker and klalos and cursing. Ubavanos harabim, kama nichshal mazer. There's so many people nowadays, he says, that are nichshalness. Sheimanichin lebneim ledaver, ledaber lashon hara. They let their kids speak lashon hara. Virechilus, ula kalel, vinasim, murgo bazer. Now it becomes a habit for them. Kokach, ad shefilu kishinis gado, when they grow up. Vishomea sheyesh bazer iser gado kashel lefar. They finally learn, oh, it's awesome to speak lashon hara. So now what are they supposed to do? They can't stop it. They're addicted to speaking Lashon Hara now. It's hard for them. Kasha lo lefrosh meheriglo. Shehur go bazesh. Shon Rabbah. They've been growing up till they're 21 and go to yeshiva and learn to usher to speak Lashon Hara. How are they supposed to stop that? The next paragraph in the underlines, I won't go through. It's very important. Halacha l'maisa, though, in the age of chinuch. When it comes to mitzvah asay, the basic klal is whenever they're able to understand that particular mitzvah. So a three-year-old child, when he no longer wears diapers anymore, if he's potty trained, so wearing a tzitzit already, at that point it's very simple to get dressed. He's just wearing strings now. When it comes to tefillin, obviously he's a much older age. When a month before, and it's typically the minhag, he has to be able to have a guf naki. Everything in the middle.
So understanding just means being mekayim.
Being mekayim the mitzvah, right? Dal minim. So they're able to. They don't have to shake it. They don't use
so
it
they
as.
Know any pratim about the
no. So 3-year-old is a typical age for wearing tzitzis. Dal minim, if he knows it's not a weapon anymore, and he knows not to throw down the esrog and knock up the pitom, that could be the age of 6, 7, 8. As you know, each child, depending on his harifus, his understanding, is the mitzvah aseh. By mitzvah lo saseh, he writes that he doesn't has to have some level of havana that's aser. Meaning, you tell him no, he understands the word no. So that's when you have to start telling him, don't turn lights on Shabbos, when he understands the word no, he listens. When it comes to a tinek that has no havan at all, no understanding of communication, so then the father doesn't have to stop him from anything, from any iser. And the Mishabur includes even machal sasuros. So I wouldn't recommend that. You probably should stop them from eating. But mikra din, if a infant eating machal sasuros, you don't have to mafrish them from that iser. So now there's the next level of being machal biyadayim. Could you hand the davar iser to a child? So the Gemara clearly says in that same sugya in Yevamos Kuf Yudalid, it's based on psukim. There are 3 psukim, but one of them is losachlum ki sheketim, and they make a drasha, you shouldn't feed a sheketz to a child, lahazir gedolim al hakatanim, that the gedolim should not hand isurim to children. So Rajba says here, number 22, going on to the next page, he says, though, when it comes to Isur Dirabanan, he says that one's allowed to. You can hand an Isur Dirabanan, though, to a child. Even though it's an Isur, it's only Isur Dirabanan, but we paskin otherwise. Mechaber writes again in Simon Shin Mem Gimel, number 23, La'achilo bi'adayim asur, afilu dvarim she'asurim midivrei sofrim. Even Isur Dirabanan, it's asur to hand a child to violate the Isser. Now the Mishabura adds, even a tinok, afilu atinok eno bar havana klal, it's aser min haTorah. Above we said if the child's involved in an Isser, so you don't have to separate them if it's an infant. But to hand them an Isser, to feed them some yogurt, that's treif, that's vaday aser to do, even if it's a tinok eno bar havana klal. So you write to the end of Mishnah Berurah, number 24, a person shouldn't even hand a child something, a davar meichel shel iser, because he might come to eat it. So I don't know of an example of this, but I don't know, let's say there was a game, some widget made of pig, let's say, or what's it called? A fidget spinner made of pig, right? A fidget spinner. So you have a fidget spinner made of pig, so don't hand it to them, because they might take a bite out of that fidget spinner, and it's, of course, even though it's a game, they might take a bite of it, it's going to be treif. Don't hand it to them, that's considered la'achilo biyadayim. So an interesting shaila comes up now. What about Yom HaKippurim? Bring it back to now Yuma. Maseches Yuma, 8th parak, Yom HaKippurim. Are you allowed to feed children? Mm-hmm. Could you give them food to them? Are you allowed to hand food to them? It's iser of eating on Yom HaKippurim. So look what the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 25. That sugya says you're supposed to be mechanech children l'shals. If a child normally eats breakfast at 8 a.m., have them wait till 9 a.m. or 9:30 or 10 o'clock, depending on the age they are, 9, 10, 11, have them slowly wean off eating as they get older and older. So right to the Magen Avraham, as quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Lispos lo ochel b'yadayim aser l'chul yamo. You can't hand them the food, kemo shar davar iser, she'aser l'achil l'chul yamo. Very strange. My kids want breakfast Yom Kippur morning? Go take yourself. I can't give it to you. Take out from the cabinet. Take out your box of cereal. Take out your milk. Pour it for yourself. You make a mess. That's you. I cannot feed you the cereal. It's a big chiddush. That's the hachil biyadayim. So says the Shaar Tzion, number 27. I don't understand what's pshat in Magen Avraham here. It's not shayich to have an iser lahachil biyadayim unless there's a real iser here. There's no iser for the children to eat on Yom Kippur. It wasn't bechlal. That wasn't the type of chinuch here. If the child's 12-year-old, the year before the bar mitzvah, with a real mitzvah chinuch to fast the whole day, Yom Kippur, that's a chiyuv derabanan. But at the age of 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, those ages, to delay their breakfast by a half hour, an hour, a little bit, there's no iser involved. In fact, you have to feed them. You can't let them fast. There's a mitzvah to feed them. So you end up saying, there is no reason why you can't feed your children on Yom Kippur morning if they're not bechlal the age of fasting a full day. Just l'shaos won't make this into an iser of l'hachil biyadayim. A fascinating discussion comes up. What about, this is very pro, you know, again, for those who have infants and newborns, nursing. There's an iser of cholev on Shabbos. You can't draw milk out on Shabbos, whether it's from a cow. So it's an iser of dush, according to Moshe Shonim. You can't extract liquid from something else. You can't squeeze an orange. You can't squeeze a lemon. Extracting liquid, so being cholev, nursing, would be bechlal and iser deraisa. So how is nursing an infant and newborn permitted on Shabbos? Isn't that lahachib yadayim, feeding them something davar iser? Violating the iser of dush? So Tzvi Pesach Frank has a discussion here. He quotes the Or Sameach, who asks this question first. Or Sameach says, since the child's a bisakana, so therefore, as a sakana, he's allowed to eat. Sakana is nefasha, so this is what he eats. There's nothing else to feed him, so that's why it's mutter. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says it makes sense when the child's a newborn, but it gets to a certain age where you could feed him some solid, you could feed him some from a formula we have nowadays, feed him some baby food. It doesn't need the milk necessarily. It's not a sakana anymore. So it's not going to help for the older child. So in Shuvat Har Tzvi, he writes a big chiddush. And he explains that when it comes to nursing, that the iser of mefarik is a told of dush, extracting the liquid, you need a shear of kugogeris. It has to be a certain size. And now with the child that's nursing, it's not going to take out that amount in one shot. And therefore, since it lacks the shear, it's not going to be an iser of cholev, which then gets involved in discussion, which I'll get to a little bit, but chatzi shear. Can you be maichel a child, a chatzi shear? Is that going to be usser? So we'll get to that in just a moment. But he says, since it lacks the shear of dush, of mefarik, it won't be bechal the iser, and that's why it's permitted for a child, a tinok, to be yonek on Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman that this is the derech of eating. That's just the darcha. That's just like the Mordechai says when it comes to eating a cookie that has letters on it, and you're allowed to bite into the letters, that's derech achila. So too, this is derech achila. It's not bichlal, it's not a malacha. It's just how you eat it. You can't eat food, because when you eat food, you break it up. You're being so sere the food. You're being mochek the letters. Derech achila is the heter. That's what he explains here. Others say that you're allowed to be yonek. It's a big discussion in the Achronim. A child could be yonek, because it never gets the product of liquid. It goes right to the mouth and to the stomach. It's never an entity of a chalav here. And not because derech achila, but just never becomes anything that's in this world. It goes right through to the body of the tinok. So now what about chatzi shir? Can you give a child the chatzi shir of an iser? Is that permitted? So look what Minchas Chinuch writes in number 30. Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Yud Gimel, Dedavka isuri achila aser, Chati Shir Minatorah. Ninu Mutter Chati Shir. So it's based on this chiluk that Chati Shir Asur Minatorah only applies to Machalos Asuros, but Shar Isurim, there is no Isur of Chati Shir. So in that world, he writes, V'chein HaMaichel Aktanim Ein Chati Shir Asur Minatorah Dilagave HaMaichel Harvezeh Kemo Shar Isurim. So again, if I'm feeding my child a Davar Isur, what Isur do I get? I'm feeding my child pig. I don't get an iser achila. I get an iser lefnei iver. I get an iser of lehadzir gdol mal katanim. But that's not an iser achila for me. It's a chati. I'm giving a chati shir of lehadzir gdol mal katanim. That's a chati shir of shar isurim. So Minchas Chinuch says you would be allowed to feed a child if you paskin again that chati shir aser min haTorah is only by an iser achila, not by shar isurim. So by me feeding this, I'm not getting an Isra Achila. I'm getting an Isra of Lahadzik Dol Mal Katanim. That's not an Isra Achila. Then Chati Shir would be permitted. I could feed my child a Chati Shir, since for me it's considered Shar Yisurim. That's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. But Chuvas Maram Shik argues and says, no, that the Chati Shir is even Aser for Shar Yisurim as well. And you would not be able to feed a child Chati Shir. Could be. So that's a very important point. So if it's, you have to question whether or not this halacha, lahazir gadol mal ketanim, is that same iser lefnei iver and has that same chakira. But lechora, you can raise that question. And I think you can argue on those grounds saying that if it takes on that iser, so it is ke'ilu, I'm actually violating that iser. Now you could also create, if you want to really be fun with alumnus here, we know there's a concept of ein gozer and gzeira al ha-gzeira. The Chacham don't make one gzera on top of another gzera. So now, the iser of if you're assuming lahatik dolma aktanim might be some level of lifnei iver. Lifnei iver itself is a gzera, because you want to put a stumbling block in front of them. Chat yishir is also a gzera as well. They're both gzeras all at their iser level. So it's a siag deraisa, two siag deraisas. Would you say, ain gozun gzera gzera, does that apply to even gzeras deraisa? So one gzera of chat yishir, on a gzera of lifnei iver, would you say, ain gozun gzera gzera? So that's just fun on this. I'm sure it's spoken about, I don't know, it must be spoken about somewhere, but maybe you could suggest something. Is that maybe that'd be another reason why it would be mutter, even if you assume that it does take on the iser of achila, since it's a siag to a siag. Now, the Rama writes in number 32 here, this is Hilchos Shabbos Simen Shin Mem, about that discussion of the cookies. If you have cookies that have writing on it, the lach is you're not allowed to break it in half, but you could bite into it. That's a Mordechai. So the Mishabru writes on that halacha, and it's mutter litno litino. If I have a cookie with letters on it, I can hand it to a child. Well, the child's going to probably take it and just snap it in half. So isn't that considered lahachiv yadayim, me handing a davar iser to him that he's going to violate an iser? Why is that permitted? So that's what Machzis Shekel asks. He says, look at number 34. He said, I don't understand this. The katan ochel nevelos, ein bezim utzum l'hafrisho, that's only hecha delos hafinu l'biyadayim. You don't have to stop the katan from doing an iser if you don't hand it to him. But kiai gavna, you're handing him a cookie with writing on it, mikreis hafinu l'biyadayim v'aser. You can't hand him a cookie with letters. He's going to break it in half and violate the iser mechika. So how can the Mishnah Berurah permit you to hand the cookie to him? What's the explanation?
He doesn't have to break it.
He could take a bite. And according to the Mordechai, taking a bite, which is a derech achila, that's completely mutter. He has two options. If the only thing he could do is a davar iser, then that's also to gandit him. But he's got two options. Not every child is going to break it in half. Not every child is going to put their finger on and erase the icing on the name. Some will actually take a bite and eat the chocolate, and that way it would be mutter. What about handing a child on sukkah's food outside of the sukkah? Is that going to be usser or not? If he eats outside the sukkah, there's an isser to eat outside the sukkah. Would one be allowed to do that? So Machzis Shekel says, you're allowed to. What's interesting here is he doesn't give a suggestion for the case by the breaking of the cookie. He says, of course you could give him. You're giving kosher food. He has the option of eating outside or going to a sukkah. I didn't make him eat outside if he decides to eat outside. So handing him something where he has the option of doing a davar heter or a davar iser, that's not considered handing him a davar iser. As long as he has those two options, it would be mutter to hand him food if he's chutz l'sukkah. And then there are other discussions before Kiddush. Could you have the children eat before Kiddush, before davening? Many children, my kids eat before davening. They don't daven until they go to school. So now they eat breakfast at home, even though I've got it's a very different story. My daughter's a bas mitzvah. That's a whole other discussion. But the kids who are not bar or bas mitzvah yet, could you feed them before they daven? You can't eat before davening. Could they eat before they hear Kiddush on a Shabbos morning? So Mishnah Berurah writes to number 36 that Mutter lahachil, you could even feed them. L'ketanim b'shabbos b'shachris l'fnei kiddush v'aser la'anosa. The reason is because you can't afflict them with pain. You can't afflict them with pain. If they're going to be so hungry, kids are not used to skipping breakfast. They can't do that. So you can't be ma'ana them. They have to be happy and you have to enjoy life. So that's a situation where they said that's a situation you can feed them breakfast before davening and before kiddush as well. Okay, so I think let's stop here. Another thing that's very no-gay, I'll just point out here, is a basar v'chalava, waiting between meat and milk. So we know that you're supposed to wait between meat and milk, ideally 6 hours, no matter what custom you have. Every year, shemayim should keep 6 hours. It's a davar pashut. Even if you're Dutch or German, you should wait 6 hours. Everyone in this room should wait 6 hours. I'm sorry. But that's a chumra pa chumra, but it's the poskim, the shachtas point out that's what should really be done. But what about a child? When it comes to a child, really make a din. If you learn the sugya, the real iser is only eating them together, the same suda. That's the real ikir of midiraisa. So therefore, when it comes to an infant, you feed them meat. Let's say you give them little pieces of meat. So they say if the infant needs milk, a bottle of milk, you could give them right away because an infant needs the milk. But the child gets to the age of 3, where the milk is not as essential for them anymore. So then you should at least wait an hour before giving them the milk, unless they really, really, really need it. Once they get older, you have to start training them to wait 6 hours. What age that is, you have to figure out with your own kids. 6, 7, 8, 9, once they have some level of self-control, you could start waiting for them for 6 hours. Okay, we'll stop here. Shkoyach to all you guys for a wonderful summer. A kolel shkoyach to Shimi for really putting it together. I want to give a special